Burma is a country in Southeast Asia, bordering Thailand, China, and India. The mighty Irrawaddy River runs through it, draining the Himalayas that lie to the north, emptying into the Bay of Bengal to the south. In the 1930s, when Burma was a British colony, it was the leading exporter of rice in the world. Today, it's one of the poorest countries in the world, ruled by a junta of xenophobic military generals. Today, in the mountains along the borders, the military burns villages to the ground, systematically rapes women, and forces hundreds of thousands into slave labor camps. While in the cities, such as Mandalay and Rangoon, every individual is kept under constant surveillance by a vast network of spies, watching and listening in public spaces, opening mail, tapping phone conversations, an Orwellian nightmare where people go to jail and get tortured for telling jokes and writing poems, or for speaking the name of Aung San Suu Kyi. Aung San Suu Kyi is the democratically elected leader of the country who's been held under house arrest for most of the last 17 years, even when she won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991. She lives alone in a house on the shore of Inya Lake in Rangoon, guards outside her gate. She has no telephone, no TV or radio. She has no mail coming in or going out. In the day, she hears the distant roar of traffic. At night, there are frogs. She meditates a lot and waits for a revolution. This music is by Iron Cross, the most popular band in Burma. They play American music with Burmese lyrics that first have to be approved by a board of censors. But then, with rock and roll, it's not so much what you say as how you say it. In Rangoon, you hear Iron Cross songs on the radio in taxi cabs, coming out of apartment windows, in beauty salons and tea shops. Actually, there are a lot of bands in Burma playing American rock and roll, but most of it is lightweight pop, whereas Iron Cross plays and sings with raw emotion, so their music speaks to the soul. Iron Cross has power in a place where power is supposed to be the monopoly of the government. Young boys will tell you their hero is Chit Sang Mong, lead guitar for Iron Cross. They say he's the best guitar player in all of Asia, no question. And Lay Pew, the group's lead singer, is a heartthrob and perhaps the most admired celebrity in the country because he taunts the government at every opportunity. Once he put out a solo album called Power 54 and was on the shelves and people were buying it, before the government realized 54 is Aung San Suu Kyi's street address. Another time, his hair was down to his waist and the government told him to cut it, so he shaved his head. And then a military officer asked him to perform at the wedding of his son, and Lay Pew said, "These are not our people," even though that's not actually true. The sons and daughters of the military junta are big Iron Cross fans, and they're the only ones who can afford to buy the t-shirts and CDs and tickets to the concerts. If Iron Cross was only popular with poor people, they would have been in jail a long time ago. This is a 2005 recording, actually a DVD, of a live Iron Cross concert. It's starts off with Lei Pu and Chitsan Mong playing acoustic guitars, standing back from the microphones, letting the audience sing along. Everyone in the audience knows the words, and it's clear they're of the upper class, young people with styled hair and designer clothes, and they're all singing like they're in church together. I'm not saying it's enough to start a revolution, but there is something here, a power beyond the control of the military junta. This past January, the Burmese government banned Lei Pu from performing, so he won't be singing this song in public anymore, at least not for a while. Chitsan Mong and the others in Iron Cross continue to perform and record, and they have a U.S. tour scheduled for this summer, but it's up to the Burmese government to decide whether they can leave the country or not. I hope they make it. For Day to Day, this is Scott Carrier. Now you